20th Yahrzeit commemoration for the Rav Zichrono Livracha, to give a shiur to high school students who were coming. Now, they had this grandiose notion of inviting all the high schools, and they're all going to come. Only one problem. They don't have school on Sunday. So the high school couldn't tell anybody to come. Only school that has school on Sunday is MTA. So I found out yesterday that almost everybody was in the room was from MTA. I didn't know either. They were coming from high schools. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. And the Makoris are here. I guess they're still going to get some copies. It was a shiur which wasn't that long, because I couldn't get started until 10:15, and at 10:55 they already told me how to stop, because it was another program for them. But we did discuss the Rav's major thesis, which was printed in Mesorah. Mesorah is a publication of the OU, edited by Rabbi Shecht and Rabbi Ganak, and in Mesorah Gimel, on pages Lamed, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, there's a beautiful piece called Binyan Sefiras Olam. The main thesis of the Rav, and I'm not going to just repeat myself from yesterday, you can get the notes, or maybe it's even someone with some tape recorders there, maybe it's why it's on YU Torah already for a while. I don't even know. It is? I don't follow these things. But the Rav's main thesis was that the normal, again, to use our expression, the normal orthodoxy, explaining the opinion of the Baha'u'llah Halachas Gedolos, that said that if you miss a day of Sefirah, you may not count the other days with the bracha, is that all 49 days constitute one mitzvah, and you miss one, you're out. And the Rav had an opposite thesis. It's not true. There are 49 different mitzvahs. So then why, if you miss a day, can you no longer continue to count with the bracha? So his thesis was that you need what he called, and this is what is called this maimer, hemshechius in retzifus, which will count, will use the expression of uninterrupted continuity. If you miss a day, you just can't count. You can't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8. That's no count. So if you miss a day, that's it. The count is over. You can no longer count. That's his sheet in the Bahag. Just to rattle off some of the nafkaminas that are found here in this Mimer, which is coming from the Mesorah. Rav Sadigon, who says that if you miss a day, if you miss yesterday, the day before was 19, if you missed it completely, you're allowed to count 20, no problem. Only if you miss the first day, then it's no good. If according to the orthodoxy, that we say that all 49 mitzvahs of Sefirah are one, then what's the difference if you miss the first day, you miss the 10th day? If you miss any day, you're out of business. And it's Rav Sadia Gaon, it's not some recent authority. So the Rav answered, if you count the day one, then all the other days count by themselves. You already said day one. Once I say today's one, mainly the other days can go automatically. If I miss day one, then I'm out. I'm serene from the Maima. That's Raya number one. Raya number two is Rav Haigon. This goes also back, way, way back. Person forgot to count on Motzei Shabbos, he forgot to count 19. So what would he do last night? Last night, he would say on Sunday night, last night Motzei Shabbos was 19, and today is 20. So what kind of business is that? The time is over. So you can't do that. I gave him mushrooms. Like someone I missed taking Arba Minim on Sukkot, I'll take it today. I need Pesach. I need Matzah. It's the wrong time. The answer is, the Rav said, Rav Haigon is telling you, all you need is continuity. It gives you a break. You can have even continuity if you count the subsequent day, alluding back to the count of the previous day. A third gon is the Bahag, where the Bahag says, if you miss a day, you're out. And those who argue say, no, you can continue counting Im Kol Yisrael. What kind of Im Kol Yisrael? What can Im Kol Yisrael? The answer is, that Klal Yisrael keeps the count going, according to that opinion. And the Bahag says, no, doesn't work. Now, on this basis, the Maimon Mesorah gives a number of other nafkaminas. One, a person forgot to count, let's say, he forgot to count last night, and he counted today. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that tonight you can count with a bracha. Even though you couldn't count today with a bracha, because maybe you have to count only by night. So why is that so? So, if you, this is not in the Maimer, the Rav's Maimer, but we pointed out in the Shia yesterday, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, there's a Sfek Sfek. Maybe if you miss a day, you can count the next day. And maybe counting by day counts, as opposed to Dafka by night. Sfek Sfek. But as Rav Zevin points out, as I mentioned yesterday, in Shana B'Shana, I think Toshin Chav Hei, this Sfek Sfek, and that's in the source sheets here, the Sfek Sfek and the Truma Sadesh is in a case where you're not sure if you forgot a day. Not sure. So therefore, you're not sure. It's a Sfek Sfek. Maybe you didn't forget at all. If you forgot, maybe you can keep counting with a bracha. That's a legitimate Sfek Sfek. But if you count by day and not by and not the night before, he doesn't say that. The lashon of the Truma Sadesh is, one more time, he says the reason why you're allowed to continue in a situation in which you counted by day and didn't count by night, the reason is, it's a different vart. The vart is that you count by day the mitzvah you don't have. The mitzvah is based upon ktsira. Ktsira is almost only by night. But since it's a calendar day, today is the fifth day of year, from last night until all the way till the sunset, as long as you count then, you are maintaining the continuity. And therefore you can count tonight vav with a bracha. Follow me? That's the thesis. And in the Malchus of Victory, which is quoted here in the Misora article, goes further than that. Not only if you count today is what 10 after 1 in the afternoon. I can count today is 20 days in the Omer. So even though I didn't count last night, I can keep the continuity because today is the day. It's the fifth day of the year, 20 days in the Omer. What happened? If I dive in early Shabbos, that's what we gave yesterday this year. Early Shabbos. Let's say on Friday. I'll show you. Who made early Shabbos on Friday? Raise your hands. Many people made early Shabbos. Did they count Sfira in Yeshua? They did. No one counts them.
They did.
What? We have one shul that holds like Rashi. It's called Yeshua the Rashi shul. He's in all those Russian tables.
They made it at 7 a.m. so 25 minutes early.
Oh, what?
Rinat counts early.
Yeah.
And by me, they
daven
at 7, they didn't
daven
at 5.
Not 7, so a plug.
Oh no, they just made it a little bit early.
But those in Rinat, they'll count at a plug mincha?
They don't have a plug mincha minyan in Rinat.
What?
They have two minyans. They have one at 7 and one like at 7:30 or 7:25.
Like the Tata de Sassi, I'm going to vow. That's not a topic for today. Yes, Moshe.
I think Ozi does.
Ozi does?
I tell people to say it again.
Say it again? Okay.
Say, if you forget, this is.
That's what Rashi said. That moment always follows Rashi. We call it basic analysis Rashi. It's a very old shul, but then there's a whole back to Rashi. Rashi did exactly that. Rashi counted and said, if I forget, then this count will work. And if I don't forget, and I'll count later on with a bracha. Frek the Rashba. What's the Rashba's kasha? What's going on? If this counts, you can't count again later on. It's a bracha levatol. You ready? We always say the first time without a bracha. You take lulav without a bracha, you can't take lulav again with a bracha. What's going on? That's the Rashba's kasha. Says it was the Rav and the Masora. Here's going to all the. Here's the answer. The answer is Rashi is like the Bahag. I'm reading it from this Masora article. He's afraid to forget, it'll be all over. But he said if you count early from Plag and Minchan on, it's already relates to the next day. You can make those set for Shabbos, you make early Shabbos. So it's considered to be a Maisa Sfira. And it maintains the continuity. You know, you're certainly not Yotze. Since you're certainly not Yotze, you can make a bracha later at night. But even though you're certainly not Yotze, you also certainly maintain the continuity. That's the Rav's beautiful explanation found over here at the end of page Lama Zayin. And the final Nakuda was, by another show of hands, who was by mitzvah and seer here? Who was by mitzvah and seer? No one was by mitzvah and seer? Two people. Okay, I'll add myself to the list. Okay? So by mitzvah tzvira, so the Rebbe Vajja says in your Chavadas, that's it. You turn 13, you can't count anymore. Why? Because when you counted the first X days of tzvira, you weren't a Baruch Yuma. So your count doesn't mean anything. And therefore, you can't count with a bracha, it'll be bracha levatala. It's that way. And the Rav said, no, you can count. It's not the pshat, Baruch Yuma, no Baruch Yuma. That's if you hold that you have to have 49 is one mitzvah. Yana bar chiyuba, so you can't be mitzvah later on. No, as long as it's a continuity, as long as you didn't forget the first 10, 20, 30 days of the sphere period when you were under by mitzvah, you count this straight. Your ma'isa sphere is considered to be a legitimate ma'isa sphere, and therefore you can continue counting. Someone asked me the shiur yesterday, what if a person is this guy in the middle of sphere? I never thought about it before. I don't remember thinking that. You saw about it once?
No, Rebbe mentioned before from the Gaon that said that it's in Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was continuing from before. So he's jumping on the bandwagon.
You can help me wait
for that. So what?
So the gear? You can wait.
Wait for what?
So you know something to do this year.
We shouldn't make any Geras during Sira. Oh, Nuchum. No Geras during Sira. Okay, you know, as you may know, I'm involved in Geras these days. I never took that chumrah myself, no Geras to Geras. My natia to it was, I have to really look it up, I said I'd have time. It says, I have it at home, a sefer called Sfiras HaOmer. Beautiful, I have a Tzvi Kohn from Bnei Brak, beautiful sefer. My guess is if I look that up in the back on the Ger, someone spoke about it. I can't be the first one to think, but my natia was, he said, what would the Rav say? I'm always careful, what would the Rav say? I don't know what the Rav would say. I'm not the Rav. I don't know what the Rav would say. I can only give an educated guess. I consider myself somewhat educated. I was sat for 5 years by the Rav, but it's only an educated guess, no more than that. My guess was, yesterday, I have to look it up, please remind me, that the Rav might say that it's no good. Because the Rav speaks here about a mesosphere without a kiyum or without a chiyuv. And the Rav, in a different context, distinguishes between a cotton under by mitzvah, who's, because of Higiyah L'chinuch, his Maisa is a valid Maisa. For example, by Ner Chanukah, remember that Shia one gave earlier this year. So if he's Madlik Ner Chanukah, according to one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, under by mitzvah, Higiyah L'chinuch, it's considered a Shem Ner Chanukah, and even the Gedolim in the house can be Yotzu with that Chiyuv. But as far as Megillah, not, because there you need a formal sense of Chiyuv. What might therefore suggest a cotton under by mitzvah? So although there's no chiyuv, nonetheless, the ma'aseh sphere it is, as opposed to someone who's at that point a nachri, it's arguable, it's not even considered to be a ma'aseh sphere. But I don't pretend to know what the Rav would say in this case. I'm just giving an educated guess. And if you remind me, what other poskim say? Anyone have that save at home, sphere Omer? No one has it? I have it at home, but I have to remember where to find it, where to look at it. So if I remember tonight, I'll tell you tomorrow. I should have looked last night, but there's too many things going on. Yeah. You mean a Mila?
No, one of them and not the other.
They're two parts, Mila and Tvila, only two parts.
No.
I mean, Kabbalah and Mitzvah, but that means...
No, if you do one before Pesach, then you have it, for whatever reason...
So, Mavala, Tavala, Kilo, Mala, this is not a Yisrael yet. Here's an irony. If the person is not Jewish yet, but is still davening, he's allowed to daven, that would be the irony. Like any cotton. Any cotton before bar mitzvah, who's before bar mitzvah is after Shavuos, he can count no problem. But Torah's chinuch, no one ever stopped the cotton from counting the sphere. The hard luck child, the guy bar mitzvah in the middle of the sphere, got to tell him to stop. As the man, I think it's Rabbi Yosef Engel, if I'm not mistaken, Paskins, he's allowed to continue to count. But Torah's chinuch, no worse than the guy who's a year younger than him. So chinuch can continue after bar mitzvah. It's a different lumdus than we're suggesting. Yes, sir. Days of weeks, that's a different story. That's a question of the specifics of how you count. So we assume that we count days and we count weeks. And you're asking maybe a different question. If a person forgot a day, you can at least count on the sevens. The post can talk about that. You forgot to count last night. So they can count tonight. What's tonight? Three weeks, am I correct? Yeah. Tonight's 3 weeks in the Omer. What's wrong with that? Even if you didn't miss a week, as long as you can get to count this, to count tonight and count next Monday night, count only whenever the week ends, because he hasn't missed a week yet. He's missed the days. Some say that. Okay, remember, that's what we spoke about yesterday. Just to add a little bit more, Rabbi Osai, make the following chiddush suggestion. Listen very carefully. And as I didn't get a chance to finish it, that's why I ran out of time. In the Beis Yosef, which is, we can put it on the board? You know, why not? I have it here, but you don't have it here. Put it on the board. It's a Beis Yosef Simon Tough Pay Test. Why not? If we're doing it, let's do it right. The Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu David Avudraham. Rabbeinu David Avudraham, we know it as Avudraham, quotes him in turn from the Mavza Vitri. Okay? The Mavza Vitri, as you well know, is a Mavza written by whom? Who's Talmidim?
Rashi.
It's all the name of Rashi. Rashi's school. Okay? And that's what I say, what I told you until now. He said, I daven early. I'll daven with them. I said like this. If I remember by night, I'll count again. Avorach Kedin. Okay? If I forget, I count it. What does that mean? So we said until now, Rabbi, so what it means is you counted too early for the mitzvah. You certainly didn't fulfill the mitzvah. And since you certainly didn't fulfill the mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, you can count again later on with a bracha. And if you, so the question becomes, if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, why bother doing what you're doing? The answer is, you bother doing what you're doing because what you're doing is going to maintain the continuity. That's our mahalach, which we spoke about until now. Fine. Look what he goes, I'll show you on the screen in a minute, but I want to read it to you first, Baal Peh. Aval Kosavo Rambam. This is in Hilchos Temidim and Musafim, where he has Hilchos Sira. Imana velo birech yotza v'chein ikar. What's he implying, the Avudraham? That the first opinion of the Mavza Vitri holds, Imana velo birech what? What? No? Lo Yotzer, obviously. The Rambam's Beis Yosef Arachayim Simen Tov Pei Tes. If everyone follow me? Avol the Rambam, but the Rambam holds in Birich, in Manavala Birich Yotzer, in Avol, someone disagrees with that.
What is it? It's
Hilchos Pesa.
Tov
Pei Tes. Keep going. There it is, Pesach. That's what it is. Tough pay test. So the very end. No tough pay test. Thank you. I should be good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Look inside. Thank you. Here we are. Someone says they love the Rambam here. Whenever the Rambam, they put it in green. So I don't know what some others say, but my Manideans over here. Aval Kosav Aram again. Hamispala Matzimim Odyom Moni Mo Belo Brocha. May Ma'oma Im Eskar Belayla Bebeis Yachzav Evarach Kedin Im Sushla Brach the Batol. Im Eshka Charei Manis Yom Shvuos the Mitzvah. Aval Kosav Aram Bam Im Mona Belo Birich Yotzav V'Chenika. It means the first opinion holds that Mona Belo Birich is Lo Yotzav. Why in heaven's name should that be true? Then mona v'lo birich layosa. How do you explain? How do you explain there, Rabosa? It's impossible. How do you explain it? As a matter of fact, I have a bigger question. Why did the Rambam say v'mona v'lo birich yotza? Every mitzvah tells you im not a lula v'lo birich yotza, shama shofa v'lo birich yotza, shama megillah yotza. That doesn't take everything. The 200 something mitzvahs to say. Every time he says, if you didn't do it, make a bracha yotza. We know that already. And if it's brachas, he told us, brachas in the makma. So you don't have to say it in every single one. Why do you say it over here? So my Rebbe answered Rabbi Osai. He says it over here, tlafuke, to exclude a dissenting view. Who was the dissenting view? Oh, where am I going now? Oh, look at this now. Watch this. Kosav Avia Ezri. I'll give you page numbers in a different edition. Hecha de posach v'yama baruch ato Hashem. Elokeinu melech ha'olam, adato delema hayom arbo. V'chuli. Oh, it's going on the tour. Can I get the tour by pressing the screen button? Or pressing links? This is going to work? If I press it, it'll work, yeah? Try it. No, I got the Shulchan Aruch. All right, now what? Look, it's here also. In Pesach v'yom ha'baruch ata Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam adat adleim ha'yom dalet. Shusav ha'shem dalet. V'niska v'siyem behei v'heim hei o'ipcha Shem Dalet, the Pasuk Adat and Nemen Abba, Vata, Eino Chozer Mevarach. Whoa, Eino? What's this over here? The Mishnah Berurah is this. Keep going on prison green things. Doesn't get it's not, it's no good. I want to share in the original. Let's go to Shulchan Aruch. And then we go links in Shulchan Aruch, maybe. Where's Tur? Tur. Thank you. I'm sorry to take so many detours. We made a little mistake over here by going the wrong way. Here we go. He said Vechule. Here's the Vechule. Watch this. Umistaba de metavayu lo nafik. De baya psicha vechasima vadai. You what's going on? If you thought it was the fourth day, and you said Asher kedusham misasav etzivanu al sfiras haomer, and then you rabosai realize it's the fifth day, you're not yotzei. Where does he get it from? Who knows where he got it from? He doesn't tell you where he got it from. Brachos daf yud beis, quote the Argirsa. You started with thinking it's what? It's wine. Right? And then you made a bracha of shak on the Ibn Varo because it's beer, not yotzei, because you thought it was wine. You intended to make a bar prayer goffin. I said, you buy it low of sheet in the Gemara. We pass on the cooler, you know why? Because Birchas Hananan is the Rabbonim. Says to say, Avudraham, excuse me, the Rav Yo, but Sfiras Om is Doraisa. And Sfiras Om is Doraisa, we have to be Machmir in the Shaila. Do you believe it? Frek the Gra, oh, can we get Gra links? Oh, very good. We may have the grow over here. Maybe. Although, no, this looks like it's Mishnah Berurah. I think, I don't know. Over here. One second. Here, this is over here. We had this before. This is... Where's grow? The Bira Gro explains what's going on over here. Sif Gimel. No. Here we go. Begemara, Shem Begemara, Rav Alvas is Lakula. Uvetur Kosta B'Shem Rav Yoh, Shiavarech. Where's it come from? The Mordechai Sof Perek Beis and Megillah. Why? Look what he says. Kema the Nishra, Abaya B'Sof Perek Kama the Brochus. Vazlinan B'Chumra. Hachanami Sfiris Om is Doraisa, it's a machlekes. Some say it's Doraisa, it's the Rabbana, because there's no carbon anymore. Chosam Avarach Vesofer. Kosef is Yosef? No. For Kosef Sherova Poskim Sfirlu, Sfir is Manazad the Rabbana. For Lachain Posak and Chosam Avarach. For Divi Rav Yoh, hold that it's Doraisa. Hold on. One second. Oh, watch this. The Epsha Shazel Tam Sharav Yo. Fianuscha Shalahem Shakosa Lamed Besfira. Shehayom. Umasha Medivrayem Shusil Mabrocha. And that's clear. Posach Bedalid Vesiyim Behei. Lokosta Vesiyim Adata Dehei. What's he saying? A Chidish Nifler of Osai. What's the text? Last night I counted Sfira Mashul, is the Rav. Asher kedusham is a sabbat zvan al sfiras omer. Hayom estrim yom lom. That's what the Rav Yoh said. Asher kedusham is a sabbat zvan al sfiras omer. She hayom estrim yom lom. So watch this. She hayom is like bar prayer golf on the shak on the Ibn Varo. She yom 1, 2, 3, 4, 49 different flavors. Those ice creams are 49 flavors, right? So they're 49 different flavors how the bracha ends. You get the wrong one, you think the wrong one, It's like thinking Bar Pergoff instead of Shachal Nibin Varo. Meridik. Not only that, and the new Rav Yoz, Rav Dablitsky Shlita from Bnei Brak, he quotes a Maharil, which is on the bottom in the Haros Miksav Yad, that the Maharil would not answer Amen until the Chazan finished. Baruch Hat, watch this. Imagine this. You think the guy's crazy. Asher Kedusham Mitzvot Tzivanu Al Sfiras Omer Shayom Es Yom Lama Amen. You're late. Amen Yisalma. No, the Maharil held that the bracha is until you actually count the number of days in the Omer. Now we understand the Rav Yoz comparison. It's like Shachal Nibin Dvar and Baruch Pereg Lofen. Rabosi, if that's right, we go back to my original Beis Yosef. What did it say in the original Beis Yosef? Rabosi, I hold this push up shot. What did Beis Yosef say? He says like this. He counted early. And what did he say? It's no good. What the Machzor Vitri hold? Why lo yotza? Because it's part of the bracha. I ask you a question. A guy benches without a bracha. Makes kiddush without a bracha. In lo yotza, the bracha is the mitzvah. So the bracha is the mitzvah. So you say, yom shnei yom lomim, that's no mitzvah at all. Because they were metaken. They'll metake that this mitzvah should be fulfilled with a bracha. You didn't make a bracha, you're not yotze. It's like kiddush and benching. You can't without a bracha. So therefore, by counting in the morning in the after plag without a bracha, not so much because Rabosai, it's too early, as we said before. I don't care early or not early. You don't make a bracha, you're not yotze. You count again with a bracha. That's klar in the Beis Yosef, in the Abadrom. No other way to read it. Abba Chassav Rambam. That's what my Rebbe said. Why did the Rambam say in Manu with Biruch Yotza Lafuke from the Rav Yom? Yes, sir.
When you go to the Raisa, we just count.
Okay, the Raisa is the Raisa. We'll talk about the Rabbanans. There's nothing wrong with making a bit for doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You have that many places like that. That's what they're assuming. Rabosai, this is a beautiful pshat. Understand, a whole new vart, Rabosai. Oh. Now. Now, Rabosai, a reference was made to the Mordechai, right? And what did the Mordechai say? What did the Mordechai say? So, let's take a look. Maybe we can be able to get it in the Mogen Avraham. Let's go back to the links of Shulchan Aruch. Whoa. Oh, tour, okay. One second. Now I get back to links of Shulchan Aruch. Now when I get on Shulchan Aruch, I get the links to Mogen Avraham. Sorry for this roundabout way. And the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham has a very important comment over here with a whole new pshat. A whole new pshat in this Nakuda. A new pshat, Sifkot and Zion. Watch this. Kosa Rashba. Mishama Zeh, Limnos Nematzimim Bojom. Tolabuki Sruki Birabenu. Who's Rabenu? Rashi. Shekol Shemana Bibodyom Lo Asavalo Klum. Viadraba Kamein Masheno. If I did today's the 40th day now, I'm a liar. In Misyare Shem Yishak Misfira of Yusmochal Sphira Zu, like Krishma Shalarvis. In Kane Fariotzi de Sphira. Shekol Zimavaracha Yabrocha Levatola. End quote. We saw this before. And that's what he says. Avala Rabbam. What's going on over here? Binira Lee, look at this amazing verse. The Ozel Lishitose, Shaposik with Simon Samach Sivdalad, the Mitzvah Strichas Kavona, Ken Yechavim Beliba, Atnai, Im Eskor Belaila, Ani Ein Ani Mechavim Lo Tzitz Mesfir Azu. That's what it means. It's a Tanai, Rabosai. It's a Tanai. My Rebbe, we're talking about the Rav's Yard side. My Rebbe told us the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, a Tanai in Mitzvah does not work. Can't make a tonight in the mitzvah. No such thing. Why? The Gemara says Masechta Ksubis. Milsa the lesser of a shlichus, lesser of a tonight. Tonight derived from Bnei Goda, Bnei Reuven, where's the shliach? Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua. You can't make a tonight when there's no shlichus. Remember last year we spoke about chalitza? Who was in the shiur last year? Anybody? Ain't tonight but chalitza, because there's no shlichus. Right? This is this yisod. there's no t'nai in mitzvahs. So if the Rebbe is right, there's no t'nai in mitzvahs, then the Magen Avraham's pshat simply cannot be correct. But I'll try to prove to you what that's not correct from other sources as well. How do I get back to here? Oh, you show them. Where's the Mordechai? Where is he? There he is. Sechta Megillah. Where's Megillah? There it is. No, you're resistant to my push. Now, which parag is it? Oh my goodness. I think it's the second parag. Okay. Very end. The last one probably. Oh, we're getting places. Here we go. Here we are. Rabbi Osai, Sfira. For Shalom Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yaakov. Mi Shalom Birich Balada Mashivarach Bayom. Heshiv Schar Sfira Yavinalei. Schar Sfira Bizmanal Yavinalei. I understand it to mean, potentially, keep the continuity, even though you don't have the mitzvah. With a bracha, everybody doesn't know. Rav Yomer, the vaday kilo birich balayla liyavaruch biyom, shabracha levatala, mona below bracha. Right? Fine. He compares it to a tashlumin. Then he has the whole bracha story. Mesechus brachas, it says, pshita echad anachat kasa dacharma biyode. For some of the shichru, you think it's beer, no problem. Either way is good. You think it's shakos yod. And shakos b'diyev, it works for wine as well. Other way around, it's aloy of shita. You thought you're 5 days, you think it's four, you intend to say four, you end five, or not Yotze, because that's the end of the Chumrah, right? You have to do it again. He compares it to Safek Kara Krishma. Rabosai, I give you my word, it's not in the Rav Yoh. It's not in the Rav Yoh! Nowhere. There are two Rav Yohs, Tov Kuf Chav Vav, I think Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. Not neither of them. How do I know it's true? Because the footnote, again, by Rabbi Dolitsky, says it's not there, what's quoted in his name. It's in the Or Zarua. Or Zarua, Chelek, Aleph, Simon, Shin, Chav, Tes, quotes this from the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh never said it. It's a different version of what the Rav Yoh really had in mind. Oh. Rabbi Osai had the following question. I think it's a very, very excellent question, according to the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said beferish, you count without a bracha, it's nothing. Why? Like as the Gra said. The Gra said it's shayom. So I'm asking you a question, Rav Osai. If the Rav Yoh says count without a bracha is nothing, what does this mean? The vaday kilo birech balayla lo yavaruch bayom mishum bracha levatola avamona below bracha. Why? Why? Count without a bracha is nothing. The bracha is miyakev. Rav Osai, steer me there, the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh is the one that said that without a bracha, it's nothing. It's just to say shayom. So why can't without a bracha? The answer, Rav Osai, is only my answer. It's nothing from the perspective of the mitzvah, Rav Osai. The mitzvah, it's nothing. But it will count to maintain the continuity. It's exactly the word, Rav Osai. Meridik. We spoke yesterday about an onen, Rachmana Litzlan, someone who lost a relative. Right? So we say he keeps counting. Not for Torah's mitzvah, just to maintain the continuity. That's the whole yisod over here. This is what it's all about. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Why should one keep the continuity?
Because you want to count the next night with a bracha.
Oh, me, even the...
There's a little bit of a problem over here. The Magen Avraham's pshat. The Magen Avraham said, we read it in Sifkot and Zion. Where were we, Magen Avraham? In Sifkot and Zion, the Magen Avraham said that the Mechaba is Lashita. So look at this carefully. The Mechaba is Lashita. So watch this. Pasek Simen Samach Sim Dalet, the Mitzvah Strichas Kavona. Imken Yechavim Belibo, Imesco, etc. I'm asking you a question here, Bosai. Let's say all mitzvahs ain't shichas kavon. I'm asking a shayla. I want you to answer me. If mitzvahs ain't shichas kavona, and I have kavona shelo lotzeis, does it work or not? I'm asking a very serious question. If mitzvahs ain't shichas kavona, I have kavona shelo lotzeis, is it effective by kavona or not effective? Who knows how we pass in the shop? Anybody know? No one knows? Yeah? Correct. We paskin halacha, you are not yotze. So why in the world does the Rav Avram link the mechabe here with his shita, the mitzvah shichas kavana? And remember, my Rebbe taught us from Rav Chaim that kavana never works, tonight never works for mitzvah because it's a less of a shlichus, less of a tonight, two tremendous kashas. So I wanted to suggest a big chiddush. A big chiddush, I'm just going to go over it briefly because I want to get to topic two, we'll get to topic three. And that chiddush is that one kash can knock off the other potentially. Rabosai, when we speak about mitzvahs, we speak about a maisa mitzvah, the action of a mitzvah, Rabosai. And we speak about what we'll call in our language a kiyum or a chalos of the mitzvah. If I make a maisa on a tanai, what happens is, Rabosai, even if the tanai is not valid, is not fulfilled, the maisa is a maisa, only the chalos, the effectiveness, is ala tanai. That's a Gemara in Ksubis, tanai milsachriti. This is what the Rav Chaim is quoted by Rabbi Baruch Ber in Masechta Bava Metzia. So for example, a tanai l'sha'ovar, a tanai l'sha'ovar, not a tanai, if this will happen, if you will go and fight in Eretz Yisrael, if you will fight in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll get the Eivar Yad, and if not, not. That's the whole tanai kachofel, all the dimakah derived from a Sefer Bamidbar. That's in the future. What about in the past? If this happened yesterday, then, so if you look in the Svarim, they say, the Mishnah Lemelech says in Hilchas Ishus Peg Vav, end of Halach Aleph, you don't need Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. Why? Because there the Maisa itself is Ala Tanai. But if you're talking in the future, my Rabbi explained, in the future, you can't make a Maisa to be hanging in the future. In the past, it could be like a toast. Not in the future. It means the Maisa is an absolute Maisa. The Chalos Ala Tanai. I give a mashal. Tos says in Ksubas Nun Vav, what do you mean if you were not articulate and precise enough in formulation of the Tanai, Tanai bottle of Maisa Kayim. You don't want it! You don't want it! I gave the following mashal, we discussed this last year. A guy is driving a car, and there's a gas and there's a brakes. Okay? He steps on the gas, the gas works. Steps on the brakes, doesn't work. Why? Because all the brake fluid leaked out. What happens to the car? It crashes into the house. I didn't want to drive the car into the house! I put on the brakes, but the brakes are faulty. So the gas works, and the brakes are faulty, so the car goes into the house. Same thing over here. The guy makes a maisa. The maisa is no matter what's going to... He's trying to make the chalos on the tanai. It's going to break it if the tanai is not fulfilled. But he was imprecise in the formulation. So tanai, bottle of maisa, kayim. Oh. This comes up, Rabosai. Afikoman. Rabosai, you know about that famous Avnei Nezer? Avnei Nezer said, if you're late, chassidim are usually, you know, whatever. So he says you can have the first kazayas matzah before chatzos. You make it tonight. If we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So this is the ikka matzah before chatzos. And you wait there for chatzos. You start your mor, your karech, your shulchan aruch, and the. And if Rabbi Akiva is right, so it's the last kazayas, what we call afikoman, that'll be beautiful tonight. The brisker of Rabbi Osai is quoted as saying, very, very sharp, tonight doesn't work. But you don't need it tonight. Just have the last kazayas. So tonight, that's automatically afikoman. Rabbi Shimon Shkop is quoted as saying tonight won't work in the Mikroi Kodesh and Rabbi Shi Pesach Frank. It won't work. Oh. So now I'm going to make the following suggestion, Rabbi Osai. It's a famous Shtikl Torah, Rabbi Chanan, in the second volume of Kovetz Yurim. We say as follows. If you hold mitzvah strichas kavana, listen very carefully. The kavana is an integral part of the maisa mitzvah. No kavana. It's not even a ma'isa mitzvah. A mitzvah in shvichas kavana, even if you're not yotze, kavana hafachis, a ma'isa mitzvah is no kima mitzvah. Now, if you're for Baal Tosef, a famous sugya in Erevin, which some of you may perhaps spoke at your bar mitzvah, it's a very famous bar mitzvah Torah now. Rabbi Chonin, Rabbi Shlomo Hyman said, and others say it, very well known. So one can make the following suggestion according to the Magen Avraham. If you hold the Mechabot's mitzvah Shechitas Kavana, then the answer to the question that the Rebbe asked, how can you have a chalos alatnai? You can't. The mice is alatnai. And the mice alatnai, it's going to be no mice at all. That doesn't require the laws of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. It's not a mice at all. Perhaps that could work. Potentially. Oh. But if you hold, Rabbi Osai, the mitzvah is ain't Shechitas Kavana, and the Kavana is only going to, if you will, make conditional the kiyama mitzvah, then that tnai is not going to work, because once you did the actual mitzvah, it's going to be mitzvah tnai batel and mitzvah kayim no matter what, because it cannot, once you set the mice into operation, the chalos cannot be made conditional. That's what I wanted to suggest pshat in this Magen Avraham. That's his pshat. This is his pshat. And that's how you understood pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. His pshat. We don't think that pshat is correct, but that's his pshat. Quote Reb Chaim, why doesn't this work? A different word. If you look in Reb Chaim, based on the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, mitzvah shechitas kavana, you do it without kavana, you're treated as a misasek. The only way to get out of it is if you're called a misasek. You cannot be a misasek ala tanai. There's no such concept. Misasek means I don't know what I'm doing. Not what you're doing on tonight. That doesn't work. And both say, we spent more time than I thought on this first part of the shiur. Okay, that's out. Part two, I was asked to speak about Hal Yom HaTzmut. I was not prepared to speak about this today, but I will do so if you can find me the right shiur. Bia Omer. And if you can search for the words Yom HaTzmut, then you're Bia Omer. I know it's a big shiur about it, but I don't know what it is. I don't know what number it is. I can't find it. If you find me the shiur, I'll be able to see straight what he says. And not everything that he says is 100% mukhruch. We can argue with what he says. But if I can't find him, then I can't argue with him. There you go. Okay.
Oh,
What's wrong?
I researched the wrong words. I searched his the name of the Savior.
Works.
Yeah,
Chelik Vav, Chelik Yod. No, it's not Chelik. Chelik Vav. That's the one. Chelik Vav, Simen Mem Aleph. That seems to be the one. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's analyze what Hagoyin Rabbi Avadya Shlita is saying. Where's the beginning? It's off the beginning. Hey, Dalit. Okay, we're getting close. Amardi vazbonin, mishloma halal bebrocha yom heyir shehukbal yom chag atzmut l'shem b'din es Yisrael b'eretz Yisrael. Oh lo. Okay, legitimate question. Right? Quote the Gemara Pesachim. Halal zem miyamoro, neviim tiktu nem li Yisrael. She omrim also kol perik kol perik. Alchot tzara v'tzara. She negolem imena yu omrim also agulasa. Very good. V'halachas gedola says 18 days, Yochid Gomer Sahala. Doesn't mean Yochid. It means when there's no Delo Knifin Kulu Yisrael. If all of Yisrael is not together, we call it Yochid. Call it Yochid. That's what he says. L'mayra de Rekotcho. Shatakonas and the Vim Hoysa Dafka Be'ofen Shatzara Bo'al Ko Yisrael. Shinigolim Imena Yomim Ha'al Agulos and Aptus Navsha. Tosis and Sukkot, etc., etc. Only if it's Ko Yisrael. Okay, fine. Call Yisrael again. Of course, many, even if you're Rabbi Avadya Stahl, he keeps quoting endless number of sources that seem to all be saying the same thing. All right, you can say halal without a bracha, he says, even if it's Ein zeh b'shamad de'amer b'shabbos kuf yudches ha'ol mahala b'chol yom v'ezik ha'mechayif ha'megadif keimen shavala neis. You say it every day, you want every day to be a miracle? That you cannot do. What's the me'iri? Any individual or a tzibur, they can be koveh ha'alel every year without a bracha. Right? Ka'choye yisod nevi'im lo ma'kot tzara shenigal mimena, but without a bracha. A bracha is only if it's kol Yisrael. Fine? That's what he's assuming pshat over here. Oh, frack there. Neis Chanukah. Neis Chanukah. Who is the miracle for Neis Chanukah? Toshavi Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? And they made a bracha. Not all Jews were there. Rabosai, historians here. What percentage of the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Neis Chanukah? Time of Bayis Sheni. Anybody know? Who knows? Well, you guys should know Jewish history. What percentage of the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael was not by Bayis Sheni? Anybody have any clue? 20%. I'm relying on you to tell me. I need to know an answer by tomorrow. I have to speak somewhere. So you have to tell me what percentage lived there. No one knows exactly. You'll find out for me. Okay? You let me know. Yeah, well, I don't know. Different kufas are Bayis Sheni. We know at the beginning, the most Jews stayed behind. That was a critique of the Nevi'im. But now we're a couple hundred years in. But I don't know the numbers. Yes? I mentioned the Roman Empire. I want to know how many Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's what I want to know.
No, that's the point. It wasn't so much.
Wasn't so much? Okay, good. Wasn't so much. Okay, fine. There's a great kasha. So he quotes his kasha, Rabosai. The Ra'om asks his kasha. He says, Kevan sheyrotzim ha'oivim lahachav es beis ha'migdash, Tzoras kol Yisrael mikri. Very nice pshat. That's Tzoras kol Yisrael. Because it's a beis ha'migdash. Fine. And he quotes it from the Sefer Eshkol. Yeah. Chorah beis ha'migdash. Batlu ha'karbonas, we're all called Yechidim. Okay? Tzibur is now Yoch. But, Neis Chanukah, when they were still beis ha'migdash, so therefore, that's considered to be a Tzibur. But after Churban, you call Yisrael b'knufya. Oh. We know Rubam Nishar b'Bavel. Time of Ezra, we only had 40,000 Jews. Because Psukim, based on the Gemara on Ksubas Chafei. So Rashi says Al Gula, some call Chanukah. It must be Rabosai, the Beis Hamikdash Rabosai. That's what he says. That's what he says. The problem is, one second, the Parsha Pshat in many sources is not that way. Umeata Niri, hit the bottom line. Shehol v'anisim shenas alonu b'milchamas hakom v'miyut. Shetilonu Hashem izborach midei oyveinu v'soneinu shezomimu l'achidenu. Vashem hefer atzasa, ki gavro lenu chasto. Kevon shalohoyo hanes l'kol Yisrael, efshe shenocha lo mahala. Ava b'li brocha, as the Miri said, Rabosai. That's what my Rebbe said. If you want to say hal, say it without a brocha. And my Rebbe also said, you should say hal without a brocha after davening. So that's, in my shul, when I came to the shul, with a tremendous tumult. There was a minute with Sayom Atzmot, from before I got there. And when people were very pro, anti-Tzionim, what's this? He's to walk out in the middle of davening. Terrible. Fights. I'm a young kid, I'm sitting as a young rabbi, and they're fighting. Who could ever, could we ever resolve these fights? No one can resolve these fights, ever. So I said, my Rebbe said, if you want to say hallel, you say at the end of davening. So Vatishko Ha'esh. So as much as it was less of a fight, the guy wanted to leave. He has to catch a train. No one knows why he's leaving. He leaves by Aleinu. It's not demonstrative. People leave by Aleinu my shul every day. So that would be, we achieved a modicum of peace. But there was still fighting. Then the shul developed, and they started two minyanim, the second minyan for Shachos. Okay? So usually, as a general rule, we have the same minhag. But I found that when the rabbi's not there, sometimes when the cat is away, the mice will play. I'll give you an example. There were 2 weeks of the year when in our shul, the minhag was always to say Tachanun. But there are many legitimate places where they don't say Tachlin. Which 2 weeks am I referring to? After Shavuos and after, come on, Sukkos. After Shavuos, after Sukkos. You all know that many people, Sfad, never say Tachlin those weeks. Forget about it. Eretz Yisrael, they don't skill in one here Tachlin. I don't think in those 2 weeks. We had a minig Ashkenaz to say Tachlin. So, to this day, when I, the minion that I daven in, which is the January, which is the second minion these days, I'm second, they say Tachanun. But downstairs, when I'm out there, I know I'm not oblivious to the fact that the cat is away, the mice will play, and the rabbi has to know where, how much he can insist on keeping the minhagim. So there was a group at that time, when I was daven the first minion, that they didn't want to get involved in the halal at all. So they decided the second minion at the time, but they're going to follow the Panav Zhirov, great tzaddik. I mean, I asked him, Panav Zhirov, what do you do on Yom HaTzmut? What he answered? I follow Ben Gurion, the prime minister. Said, what? What? As far as he knows, Ben Gurion does not say Tachlin, does not say Halal. So I follow Ben Gurion. So the second minion of my shul follows Ben Gurion, and the Panav Zhirov, and says neither. So those who want to have that option, have that option. Those who want to go first, have that. Shalom Ayisrael. So Baruch Hashem in our shul there is Shalom. If you want to say Al with a bracha, you cannot do it in my shul. You can say a bracha privately. No one's going to check your lips. But there's no, we will not believe in it. And I'm opposed to it. Even though more of a rabbosai, I can defend saying Al with a bracha. I can defend it. Not anything I can defend, do I recommend in practice. How can I defend it? By no less an authority than the Chassam Sofer. I'm not saying the Chassam Sofer, we alive today, would say that. That's not what I'm saying. It doesn't sound right to me. But it's based on what he said. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in which he writes, maybe it's a big quote of Rabbi Avadia. I wasn't prepared to talk about this today, so you'll forgive me that I'm not so organized. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that Halal and Chanukah is Doraisa. What's it based upon? A Mefurash Gemara in Masechta Megillah. Probably going to quote later on. What do I say? Masechta the Megillah came Purim, and they were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is. They weren't Mechanic anything, but the Purim they decided to make a Yontif. Why? Ma'mi Avdus Lecheres Amushira. Says Rashi. Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Mimavus Lechayim Lo Kolshkein. Should certainly say Shira. This is the Gemara's Kal V'chom. This is Chassam Sofer. They wanted to kill us. We were saved. So you see, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Question is against the Mefurash Gemara and Brochus. Brochus Af Yudal Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, may you be shown the Hayira, who may shiv ne'er covered by Halam Megillah Mal. Krishma D'Oraisa Mafsik. Right? Halal the Rabbanan Lo Kolshkein. See, Halal the Rabbanan, black and white. How do you resolve all this? So the Chassam Sofer presumably answer as the Ra'or did, that Kriyash V'Daraisa means the text is Daraisa. Halal the Rabbanan means the text is the Rabbanan. But the concept is Daraisa. That's what the Ra'or says on that daf. However, the Netziv, in the Shiltas, Shilta Chavav, at the beginning, which is about Chanukah, says, no, against Hagoyin HaTzadik HaChassam Sofer, that's what he refers to. Only the first year, the year that it happened, that's a Doraisa. Mimavis L'chaim Amur Shira Shira Sayam. Shira Sayam was the year of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no Chi of Doraisa to say Shira Sayam today on Shvi Shul Pesach. So therefore, that's the Pshat. Normally we'd say that the Chachma Yit Nevi'im can't add anything. It's about Toysif. Can't add anything. But since it's a Mokar, what's the Mokar? That b'shas ha'neis is in daraisa. You have to say halal, the equivalent. So to in subsequent years, it's not something which is totally new. You're just continuing it to later generations with the rabbonim. Ad kan d'netziv. Now, back to our inyan. If halal and by the way, Rabosai, had the Gemara answer the question, why don't we say halal and purim? The three answers. Who knows what the three answers are? What are the three answers? Golus. Akat after Achashverosh. Same one. Kriyasa, the Hilula, the Megillah is Halel. Rabbol said none of the three answers works for Yom HaTzmut. None of them. It's an Eretz Yisrael. We're no longer Avdei HaBritim or whatever you want to call them. And we have no Megillah. And Megillat Atzmaut that they had in Tel Aviv, that does not count. That's not a Megillah. So therefore, if you follow those three, you really should say, Hal, or the equivalent. The answer is, that's the year that it happened. But in subsequent years, according to the Chasam Sofer's Daraisa, then I can justify those who say Hal with a bracha. If it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, like the Nitziv said, we don't have a Takonas Chazal on this specific case. How do we can make our own Takonas Chazal B'Zman Hazeh? So I would say you may not do so. Now, Takonas and the Vim to make Bechot Al-Kol Tzorah V'Tzorah, the way the Mefarshim seem to say it, it means without a bracha. That's what we just saw before. B'Vadya has certain some poskim. Maybe there are other poskim say even with a bracha, like another justification based on Takonas and the Vim. But Rabbi Vadya has said, doesn't apply, it's not Shal Kol Yisrael. We have to get to that argument momentarily. Rabbi Vadya himself is going to say a counter argument soon enough. Watch. Oh. So Rashi said, Orem Osam Agulosam, Sugim Psochim, Kigon Chanukah. Right? What's Pshat? Halad Vorm Pshutim Shimbol Aim Tzor Venoshim Yemen Yom Rahalo. What do you have to say, Kigon Chanukah? Nirabor Shekavanah Salomar, Shlotik Noel Kigon Chanukah Shahaya Oz Chuas Kol Yisrael. But now, Mefuzer Mefurit, then you cannot say Halo with no Takonos in the Vim, Rabosai. But now, Rabosai, the problem is, most Jews were not in Eretz Yisrael B'zman Chanukah. The simple pshat of Rashi indicates that as long as the Jews in Eretz Yisrael were saved, that's the equivalent of Kol Yisrael. That's a simple, inescapable pshat of Rashi. When Rashi said, Kegon Chanukah, on Gulasam, even though he said before that most Jews were in Chutz Laaretz, you see, klar, it depends upon Eretz Yisrael. I don't see another way out. I don't see another way out. Hold on. Oh. He quotes the Ritva. Kosher, the Chanuk Elohavi Neis L'chol Yisrael. Was he hold? Neis Chanuk Elohavi L'chol Yisrael. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. He never said that. Here is Rabbi Vadya himself. Yad Adocha Netuya. Horius Tav Gimel. Uvahoro Halach HaKarov Yoshvi Eretz Yisrael. Shenema. Vaya Shlomo Ezachar V'chol Yisrael. Imo. Kahal Godel Melevo Chamos Adnachal Mitzrayim. Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu. Shivas Yomim V'shivas Yomim. Michti. Chsiv V'chol Yisrael. Imo. Kahal Godel Melevo Chamos Adnachal Mitzrayim. Lomeli. Shema Mino. Hani Hudik Rikol. Those who live in Eretz are called Kol. Al-Hanach L'chutz Loretz, Lo Ikri Kol. Ken Yesh Lomar, Sheneis Chanukah, Shenasa L'Yosh V'Yeretz Yisrael, Choshev Kilu Nasa L'Chol Yisrael. Why? Lo Mashkechin and Klal B'Yosh V'Yechutz. That's Muchruch to me. I don't see another way out. Rashi never spoke at the base of Mikdash. Rashi just said that it's because Yosh, that the Kogonez Chanukah, Chuzunik Yosh, that's all. I think it's correct. Rabbi Vadya rejects it. I think it's correct. He says, no. The Gemara and Horus only by Horo. V'nelam dova meine hako. Mashenken b'shar in yonim. Rabbi Vadya is a very strict constructionist with respect to that Gemara Masechta Horus on Av Gimel. But I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. I thought that it should be considered, Yoshvi Eretz Yisrael should be considered to have their own category. Then he says, I am Pirish Mishnayas, the Raman Perek Dal B'choros, Choftes, V'yesh Liyashev. He's not telling you what it even says over there. If you look over there in the Pirush of Mishnayos HaRambam, you'll see that he says this, the Kud of Heros of Gimel, way beyond the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. So Mevadius didn't, he was too honest not to say that it exists, but he didn't want to tell you what it says at length because he said, I can knock it out. But it's not so easy to knock it out. Not at all. Not at all. On a simple level, this is a nation nasa l'chol Yisrael l'rubam. So if someone has to cash away about Shevet Echad, all right? Okay, this is Adkan. This is my main quibble. This is my main quibble with Rabbi Vadya is this. I thought the pshat is as long as all Israel Jews in Eretz Yisrael were saved, that's enough. That's Pshat Pshat in Chanukah. And he says, no, because the Beis HaMikdash. That's we're having an honest disagreement. Yes, sir.
So then in that case, according to Rebbe, you should be saying it with the bracha since it was done to Rov Yisrael, which were in Eretz Yisrael, they were all.
But it may not be a Doraisa in subsequent years.
Oh, in subsequent years.
Right. Now, he's giving additional reasons now. The Ika and Nakuda is over here in Gimel. Now he's giving additional reasons. Yes, there are tremendous miracles that happen, no question about it. And he concedes, watch this, he tells you what happened. They were rabim v'atzumim, u'mutziyodim v'meitav v'neshik v'atachon, they were well armed. And the hema korvan afalim. So no, he says like this, he quotes the Maratz Chayat and Shabbos Chaf Aleph. My Chanukah, right? And he goes to the discussion of what? Halav Hodah. What about the Neis HaNitzachon? Matim Shnei Merubim B'Milchama. What are you talking about this Pach Shemen? Gibran Bat Chaloshim, Rabbi Amiyatim. Yeah? The answer is, says the Halakha Maratz Chayas, Neizeh Eino Yotzi Migeder HaTeva She'enomim Halal Al Nisim Nistarim She'akadosh Baruch Hu Osi Imonu B'Choleis. Pach HaShemen is different. Adkan, Rabbi Osai. Adkan. Even though we beat up our enemies. Right? As the Ran says in Chulin, Amasech to Chulin. Chulin, Amasech. Sadi, hey, just the top of four you were. Came in Hogosh Alolam, Shnayim Oshlosha, Avira Levi, Yoniso, Arbe Menam Mufchodin, quoted in here. And Mokom Mutakein, Hala, Bebrocha, Mideshana, Beshana, Al Neis Kazeh. And he quotes the Abedrom about Baruch Shosni Days. That's a different story. I don't think that's a good comparison at all. Rabosai, give me the biggest cash in the world. Against Rav Avadya. The biggest cash in the world. It's right here, and look at him. I gave you the hint. No? What am I pointing to? Purim! Purim! You would have said, I'll save those three external considerations. Purim is the ultimate Neis Nistar. Rabosai, Hashem is not in the Megillah. What are you talking about? Come on, Purim. Shere Neis, Kaminiga Olam, Ubevachim Shasanissim. And you would have said, Hal, if not for those considerations. Look at what he says. I can't believe he's saying this. Yeshlomar, Hosam Nami Choshev Yotze Miminika Olam. What? Shari Bitel Kisvi Amelech Hepech Das Paras Umodai. What are you? What? Rabosai, what are you telling me? Because they canceled the edict of Paras Umodai. That's Yotze Migeder HaTeva? What? I can't even believe it. Kings change their mind all the time. They have constitutions and they overrule it. I can't believe he's saying this. When we grew up, the ultimate Neis Nista was Purim. Now he's making it to a Neis Nigla. It goes against everything we were taught. I find this hard to believe, Mamish. Hard to believe. Yeah, they killed 80,000 for one woman. Our boss people have done crazy things for one woman. What are you talking about? For a woman? People do crazier things. People kill for women. They can do everything for women. Rabbi said, I don't see what Rabbi is saying. Ain't a minigol of a timo. What are you talking about? All these love triangles they kill for. What did they kill for a woman? Maisa mechoyo. So maybe it is in the world. I don't know. But certainly not the Neis Nigla. I don't understand Rabbi at all over here. I don't understand it. I mamish don't understand. Yeah. Ah, he quotes my Gemara. Estimate of Torah, Haster Asteponai! No! But still not called Derech HaTeva. What? Who is he? Rashmi Lunil? What Rashmi Lunil? No, he didn't say that. Is this Rashmi Lunil speaking? I withdraw my critique. What I thought was very schwer is not Rabbi Avadya himself speaking. Please forgive me, I made a mistake. It's the Rosh Milanil speaking. The Rosh Milanil is one who says, Yotze Minig Olam, Ad Kan. You can't say that about a Rishon, you can't speak that way. I have to withdraw my previous remarks. But, what can I tell you? I still don't understand. If the Rosh Milanil would come to my cheder, where we learned about Neis Nista being Purim, what would we tell him? But I have to withdraw what I said before. I missed two words. Ad Kan. Two letters. Ad Kan. So the Rosh Milanil said it. Dolly Rishonim. But I still don't understand it. I don't understand it. Maybe look up the original. the source of David Avadram, please look it up for me, somebody. Hilchos Brachos Shar Ches. And I want to see the original Rosh Milanil. I want to see exactly what he says, just to make sure that we got it exactly right. But I have trouble believing it, but again, the Rishon said it. But it seems to me that I don't think other Rishon would agree with this statement, even though the Avadram quotes the Rosh Milanil. To me, it's very difficult to understand. I don't understand. Okay. Quotes over here, the Aruch HaSchaim. Who wrote the Aruch HaSchaim? Rosh Milanil? Same school. Who wrote it? Oh, yeah? But it's the same school, right? It's both Provence? Okay. What did he write? Look at this. Quotes the Aruch HaSchaim. Shabishosh and Niklu v'omdu al nafshom larag b'sonem chamisha v'shivim elef vishto amad bifnehem zehoya b'li safek neis upela godol ein komo shloheyes shemadu lefkobem v'lo nifka b'menu ish. I agree, but it's a sanes nister. Quotes a matem Moshe. Why chanek al neis shemen not the other nisim also nisim Yesh pischen pelaminim lo mashem mikru lo Hashem Paul calls us chas v'sholom ki lefamim yikra inyan sheyiplu rabban miyad miyad mezesiba they shemen nothing to talk about what is he doing with Purim? No, I don't understand. The kitzur is begilah and es befursim kam mishen asa belayla hahu, but they were all b'derech hateva. I don't understand. He calls a prima gadam over here. Yeah, was before. I can't tell you what this really means. Therefore, he says Nebuch in 48. Kama nefashis yikaras nof b'marachas Yisrael. Do you know how many Jews were lost in 48? Anyone know the number? 6,000 Jews were lost, whether military or civilian, in the what they call Mechemet HaShechurur. You know what that is? How many Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael in 48? 600,000, and 6,000 were lost. That's what is that? That's 1% of the population. In American terms, they had a war. I don't want to finish the sentence. 1% of the population, Shreklach. Yeah, because they came after the Shoah and they killed most of the Jews in Europe. So 1% is garnished. 1% is a terrible, terrible number. Many people fell. It's terrible. A tragedy. But 99% survived. Had the Goyim won, no one would have survived. Chmon al Tzlan. Yeah, but as he quote Rav Asher Milanil, says where to find Rav Asher Milanil?
Yeah, true.
No, where in Rav Asher Milanil say we're going to find it? Oh. That's what I want to find. That would be helpful. I assume he quotes it verbatim. I assume Rav Asher quotes it verbatim, right? No. Check it out. Okay. Afki b'sofa shel dover tehilos lakel yisbarach ki lo yitosh Hashem esama b'vashmo agadol v'gover Yisrael mikom agav ein ha-dover choreg miderech ha-teva. He's right. V'chein en l'kvoa zahal l'bracha. That I don't understand. Ay, the Rashi! O b'mosem agulosem k'gon chaneka. He didn't say the neis pach ha-shemen. He said gulosem. Zogt er achap. I had a neish l'pach ha-shemen sofa mochiach ha-tchiloso shakol b'ashkoch ha-neflosh l'Hashem Yisborach. It's true what he's saying. I'm not saying he's saying that true, Chalila. Of course it's true. But the halal was on the military victory. Both in Chanukah and in Purim would be halal. I really think that Rashi and men rove Rishon against the Rosh Milanil. That's what I understand. That's what I understand. Not a pshat, I don't believe. Kavanas Rashi, al osa shah, shenitzolo miatzara, v'nigla mimena. Oh, like the Nativ. That year. Ava l'kvoa halal l'hot l'dors b'deshana b'shana, tzorach li'os neis ha'gozi b'derech ha'teva. That's a sound away from the Rashi. Oh, achlo mashma came to Pirish Rashi in Tainis. Look what he writes there. Ava l'halal d'chanek avada y'havi maimud, Shekevin shenevi'im tiknu shiyom osu al kol tzorah v'shlotovu aleihem kshenegolam imena yuom osu al gulasam kidar reisadam beferish in Rashi beferish umucha shegam ha-takona liyom b'chol shonis takona senevi'im. Oh! He quotes it. The Chasam Sofer says Mechanagas Minatora Kavachomer. Yeah. Going on it siv says no. Also Shosh and Nigalu. Other years on the Midirabon against the Chasam Sofer, and he quotes others. Alright, that's very nice. That's very nice. I agree, but it's still a takana Sevilla by Chanukah. And therefore, Rabosai, today, if we're not able to make a bracha, why not? Because we don't have a Sanhedrin to institute it, but at least we're certainly saying halal at least without a bracha. Yes?
Just the Rash, here is from the Ibrahim, it seems we talk about bracha Shas and Nisim, not necessarily halal.
Oh! True. But even having said that, the Nakuda of the Rosh Milanil, that Purim is a Nes Nigla, I still don't understand. That he does say.
Yeah, no,
yeah. That to me is hard to understand. Unless you want to hear as follows. The Rosh Milanil is saying that Purim is a Nes Nigla for Sha'asanisim. It's hard to make a little Torah over here. I don't understand it. Fight. Then he has a following Nakuda. Rabin Batsuma Migdoli Yisrael see it as a Medina as a Schalt of the Geula. And he quotes many of Amori Chazal, Kimma Kimma, etc., 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 etc. Bekasha Shlita, Hatkufa Gedola, Das Torah, Shechasumimol of Kimat Kol Gedola Hador, Vekorim as Hakomas Medina Sisrael, Beshem Aschalta de Geula. Rabbi, say, I want to be careful about this. When people agree to have their name signed on a cruise, it doesn't mean they agree to every single word in the cruise. The context of this cruise was a one and only Chazit Datit, in the elections of the first Knesset in 1949, when all Frum Jews got together and they signed it. At that point in time, the Mizrahi was the majority, Aguda was a minority, and the Mizrahi wrote the text. And the Aguda, that wanted to go along to have a better chance in the parliament, Bal Korchem Yanamit to sign the text, they didn't have ability to tinker with the text. I don't believe we can derive from this political cruise that every single rabbi who signed in it agreed to the use of the term Aschalta de Geula. They said, look, I have my principles. I really shouldn't sign something where the text is not what I like. Maybe they didn't even show them the text, which that's known to happen too. Or maybe I have a bigger principle. The bigger principle is we have to succeed in the Knesset. So I'm willing to sign something which I don't believe in every single word. I don't want to take this too far to the bank, as Rabbi Avadya is saying, because they have Kasha pulled out a political commercial advertisement from 49. Somebody, all their good Rabbanim, on a Aschalta de Geula. I really don't want, I think that's taking things a little too far, if you ask me, but okay. Still, there's Rabba Derech Til Menucha V'Nachla, B'china Medinit U'Tzva'it, Musarit V'Ruchanit, so therefore you shouldn't say Halal with a Bruch. Of course, Yerushalmi, it's only the beginning. Look, Min Ha'igei Tzvot Arav, Lamrot Ha'Tvusot V'Mapalot Shenachalu, Oda Ma'aymim Hashkem V'Harev Lotzeis L'Melchom Anagdenu, Umenaftachim b'charvo seim of kashto seim, and he says, "Parentis charvam tovo b'libam v'kashto seim v'chashtishav arna." Ani shalom v'chidavim l'melchama. V'kama medinos naoros shenachshavos ki didusius liYisrael. Ponu oref lo ponim b'melchama shavoleinu. They turned their backs on us. Milchema zakomem miyus, mivza kodesh, milchema sheshes zayom, milchema zahatasha. V'achron hichbid mechemes yom kippurim lo shalafti v'lo shakati v'lo nasat v'lo nachti v'yavarog as a pasuk in Tanakh v'odenu techlenu einenu al Yeshua Yisrael amitis ay detzur Yisrael v'goalo hashom nafshenu b'chayim v'nosin lemot raglenu luli Hashem v'shalonu l'azay chayim v'lounu. This is all Rabosai written clearly after 73. I don't see a date on it, but it's after Yom Kippur War. They're still trying to kill us. That's on the military level. Umibchina ruchanit, on a spiritual level, asher yorad yorad no elef malos acharanis. Ve'edem anachnu lizdar derus musaris madhima, terrible plunge in the moral level. Hamatiranus, permissiveness. Goveres vahisparkus mishtolelas v'rosh kol chutzos. Choset sniyus bigdei pritzus sifrei pornografia sirtei kol noa mevishim chilul shabbat b'farhesia. Psichas itlize treifav v'memodim mavhilim kahena v'kahena. Oy, v'yalakol shameos alfa yisroa mischanchim b'mosos chinuch lo datiyim. Yes. The Rav said it would be much worse assimilation without the state of Israel. Right. But he's saying, is this what we're waiting for? Because of a Rambam, lo nis'avi Yisrael amas ha-Mashiach, v'shiyanuchim ma'amlochiyos she'en ha-manichas l'asik v'torov v'mitzis karoi. And in the time of the Mashiach, it'll be great. Right? And therefore, harbe shlume amuna Yisrael asherom adayin shchinta v'galusa no'agim shalom ahal b'chla yom atzvot. Not the same as Neis Chanukah. Why? Shekola all mikiru v'yod v'yodu b'ashkachas Hashem Yisbarach aleihem. For kulam hayu over the Hashem be'emes u'v'tam. Rabbosai, is this revisionist history? Did every single Jew in time of Chanukah, were they from? I learned in my school, there were Hellenists all over the place, even after the Neis Chanukah. They were just kicked out of Yerushalayim to Mozart, however they were kicked out to. What's he talking? I don't know what this is. It sounds like revisionism to me. The Rambam speaks positively about Malchus Chashmonaim, the famous Amenuchas Chanukah, even though it seems to me, again, that with all that's going on in Medina Yisrael today with the government, which is not so great, brothers didn't kill brothers. They didn't run to the Romans to have the Romans attack the other brother. Didn't that happen during those 200 years? Yes or no? Yeah, they went to the Romans. Look at the Ramban and Pasha Vayishlach. They don't have to be a book in history to know this. And the Rambam speaks about it positively. What's the name? Aristobulus, and what's the other guy's name? Bucanus. All those funny names, the Latin-like names. They were killing each other, mamish. Brothers killing brothers. It was a disaster, spiritually, yes? Oh, good question. There, at least, the religious Jews won the war. Here, the soldiers were not all religious. There were many religious soldiers in the 48 war. Many. Many, many. Many. But you're right, the majority not. So, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levroch, when I was privileged to hear his Hashkafa Shir on Yom Ha'atzmaut, Heir Tov Shin Chof Hei. They printed a different Shir. His Shir from Tov Shin Chof Vav is printed in his book, Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, or Logic of the Mind, Logic of the Heart, the last piece, comes from Gesher, from what year? I don't know, it could be from that year, or some other year, Gesher, I think number 6, or volume 4, number 1, I have it in my house. But he said like this, he brought a riot from the Haftorah of Leah Shabbos, of 2 days ago. Who saved us, Rabbosai? Who saved us? Who saved them from starvation? In the terrible story, who are they? Arba Anashim Hayu Mitzurayim. Who are these four Mitzurayim? Who are they? Gehazi Ubonov. Were they tzaddikim? But Chazal to say about them, Rabbi, you should think about your worst enemies. Gehazi Ubonov. They were the ones who brought around the Gula. I heard from my Baron's mouth to my ears. I think it's printed there. So if Gehazi can do it, so can Ben Gurion. The people who were unfortunately not thought of highly by our Chachamim. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're telling him who his Shlichim should be. Look in the Or HaChayim HaKadosh in Parshas Balak. Give a look. I don't know if he quotes it here. Parshas Balak, it says as follows. The Pasuk goes like this. Listen carefully to the words. The Pasuk says as follows. It's the words of Bilam. Ashurenu Erenu V'lo Ata. Ashurenu V'lo Korav. I'm mixing up the order. Dorach Kochav Miyakov V'kom Shevet Miyisrael. So the Orachayim HaKadosh and Apostle said, there are two ways for the Gula to come. One way, Pshii, Min HaShemayim, Sanhedrin Tzadiches, Achishen, in a flash, in a blitz, Mashiach will come down, boom, from Shemayim. That's one way it can come up. That's what's called right away. That's called Erenu V'lo Ata. Not now, but very soon. And that's going to be the Rach Kocha Miyakov, like a star shooting down from heaven. But there's another way, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Sadiches of Na'af. That's what? That's what's called Be'ita. Be'ita means Oni V'rochem Al-Hamor. A slow process. I can hear Rabbi Aaron's voice in my ears. A chamor, to get it to move, you got to kick it. And sometimes it kicks back. And it's not so simple to get to it. It doesn't work so easily. That's the other way for it to work. That's what the Or HaChaim says. That's v'lo atas, way down the pike. If it comes, shave it, Yisrael, a lowly shave it, writes Or HaChaim. A lowly shave could easily mean individuals who are not so firm. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu wills it. Unfortunately, we weren't Zohar to Achishena when Nebuchadnezzar was having the Be'ita. You can't say Kasha that came by non-from soldiers. That's no Kasha. Vaita. He says we're so in such bad shape spiritually. It's not a full Gula. We all know that. Ain't a Gula. No one is a Gula Shlema. No one is crazy. It's not a Gula Shlema. So therefore, you shouldn't say Halo Gama B'toch HaTfila even without a Baruch, he says. Quoting from, who's he quoting from? Yaskal Avdi, or Hodaya. It's more hal. Achasim atzilim ala brocha. This is exactly what my Rebbe said. Baruch shekivanti. Not kivanti. Shehem kivnu zelazeh. Rabbi Ovadia Hodaya and Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik said the same thing. Say it afterwards. Yes, there are Oros Gedolim. Bedinas Yisrael. Himerkas HaTorah Bolam Kulo. Revovos Bachurei Chemen. Betuvi Benena Yikorim Oskim Betorium Volayla Bishimus HaKadoshos. HaTorah Ma'achzeras HaLachzan Yishla Enlech HaTorah 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 Yisrael Da-da-da-da-da-da-da Afe Tzal Hamona Amon U'motzim Ozen Kasheves Shokeiko Kumeh L'shmo HaTorah V'das Migdoli Yisrael Kos Amos L'Rov L'Lechem V'Stol Ha'Mang Zonet M'Odim Hashem. Yeah, Ayin B'Shabbos is a different pshat. Whenever he doesn't like it, he puts it in parentheses. I don't want to get into that, but when they have the song on Dveikus, those who look at Shabbos don't like the song because they have a different, but he puts it in parentheses. Okay, fine. Anu tefila, that we should become better. Okay. But we have a haschala, not halal with a bracha. I happen to agree with him. It shouldn't be said with a bracha, but it should be said after davening without a bracha. I happen to agree with him. Hold on, let's go weiter. Kevin shli yatzana mitzara legamre and lekvoa halal bebracha. That's what he quotes from others. Shvi shall pay. Another word, nitbu mitzrayim bayam, but for levecha al tismach. It's a medrash. So here, when so many goyim died, even some Jews died, we stood and say shira. I Hanukkah, that's pach Hashem. I Purim. Let's talk about Purim. Hold on. He quotes over here something very interesting. He says. Brachas, this is what Kasha said. If your father dies and he's a millionaire, make two brachas. Die in Emes, your father died, and that's Shechayanu because you became a millionaire. Here too, that's what Rav Kasha says. We should say, we should cry, but we should also say Hallel, right? But you shouldn't say with a bracha, Kasimcha Mohula Betuga. We shouldn't get involved in Sovik Bracha Levatolah. Rav Avadah is not Bracha Levatolah. We all know his famous rule is Sovik Brachas Lahakel. And it has the Chazanish, as you can't make new things, etc., etc. This is the whole, I'm skipping it, because we have added time. The Kitza, we're fact-based on certain things that are found in the Tshuva, but our bottom line is the same. If you want to say Hallel, should be said without a bracha after davening is over. Tomorrow, I was asked to speak at the Suda, and show me a picture here. I plan to talk about a more fundamental and even theological question about Yom Ma'atzmon is a Yom Tov. Think about Hal. Hal is a different Shavuos. If I don't have a failure of nerve, as I want to talk about tomorrow at the. But we're gonna. I want to have maybe a regular Shia tomorrow. Can we? At least part of the Shia should be Chosid Shia. Should be at least on the Yonim of Masechta Chulin. Yeah. All right.